The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Hey says that there's halacha Moshe B'Sinai that in Tfilin, in the bottom, in the baisha of the Tfilin Shoroish, you should have on both sides a shin. And, you know, we look at the Tfilin, we see that there's a tzura of a shin on one side, a regular shin, the three reishim, and the other side has a tzura of a shin, miyuchid, with four reishim. But basically, the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is to have these tzuris of a shin on both sides. Now, how do you make this tzura? What they do is the batamacha, when he works the leather, he pulls out. There's one way they do it is they pull out from the stretch out from the leather till it looks like a shin. Some person read down a different way that they do it is they make like a defus. What they do is they take a piece of wood and you carve into it. Carving a two of a shin, and then you take that carved out shin, you press it on the R with a press, and so it presses out all the R around the two of the shin, and the shin goes into the carved out place, and it remains like a shin boilet, that it's sticking out the two of a shin. You do that on both sides. The Taz in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillin, or Chaim Simlam Beis, Sifman Beis, they say, they don't like this way of doing it by pressing it. And it's a little bit of a kitzah, but the way I understand what they're saying is because they hold that the shin has to be a ma'isek siva. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai is as if you to write a shin, or do a ma'isek siva of a shin in the yar. So if you pull it out, you moishch the yar like little by little, and you're making it to a shin, that's as if you're ma'isek siva. But if you do a bas achas with one press, that's a ma'isek chasima. That's not cool, that's like a stamp. That's like the fuss. That's not a ma'isek siva. That's why they say not to do it that way. But the other Paiskim, the Knesset HaGedolah, B'Shem Yeshuas Ramah, they bring down, says, there's no chasarin doing it with the pressing it in. And they say, Adarab, it comes a more mahuda that way, because it's a lot easier to carve into the wood to have a shin, make a very nice shin, with the ziyunim and the bottom, and everything should be perfect. And very more mahudadik. And it's more mahuda that way, and you should do it the way. The Mishnah Berurah brings all this down with more pratim, in the Rechaim, Simlam Beis over there, and Sifkat and Kufzah the Gimel. And he also says that's the way the belt's not like. That's the Minik Pashad, he says, to do what I did the first.
So some say that's the Ksiv, and Toys says it's not a Ksiv. There's no Ksiv, Toys says it can't go in. The Shah of the Shin and the Dal of the Gil is a Ksiv.
Oh, in the rest of the film?
No, you have a Shin. A dalit in the back,
right.
And a yud on the yad.
Right.
So loiv of them are on the shorosh. So Rashi says that's why it's called kishem Hashem Eka of a girl that is going on the shorosh. I'm sorry. Toys says it's not ksiv. It's not really a ksiv.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. So that'll tell you that you don't need a ma'isek siva. Right, but the shin itself, the rest of it is not ma'isek siva. The shin, the dalit and the yud. But the shin itself, the Taz and Magen Avraham, a mashma that should be my succeed. That's why they like this way better, and the other person can say it's lavdafka. It's not a problem. The Kivege in the Tshuva Simon Yidal, if he was asked by a rov of Shevsk, I'm not sure where that was. The Kivege was a shayla small of the world. It could have only be anywhere. But he was asked from this rov. He had a different etza because obviously it was difficult, and maybe in those days, especially for the batamachas to make a nice shin. So he asked the kasha, why don't we do it very simple? Just take another piece of R. And cut out, you know, with a sharp razor, just cut out a beautiful shin, and take that shin and glue it onto the bias, and glue it on, make a bias, and just glue the shin on from another piece. And the Rav said, even though the Gemara does say in Menachos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that the O of the bottom has to be made Me'or Echad. That's even write it sometimes on the sheitel that you cover it, Me'or Echad, that it's supposed to be Me'or Echad, the whole bias, and that includes the shin. So what's he saying? Take a different R and glue it on. The shayla was maybe dibik is kachiba. Maybe when it says that the bias is moechad, it means don't have like floating two pieces. But as long as you glue it together, that already becomes oechad. Maybe the dibik itself is kachiba. That was the shayla. The duchsof that if I remember correctly, it was many years ago. There was a tumult going on in Yerushalayim, and they found out that some batamachas were doing this. When they gave the ribua to make the tefillin in the perfect square, especially if it's Vodis Yad, it's not so simple. So what some batamachas were doing was they were taking extra pieces of R and gluing it on to make the ribua. And people didn't even realize because they're painting it over and it was ganz tumult. And L'chayr should be telling me in the shayla also, the same way is Diba Kachiba, gluing it together, and that was doing the shayla, gluing it with glue, with devek, is that kachiv? Is that called all one R in this kasha, or not? But the kiyega was telling this also. But the kiyega was asked to negate this shaylof, gluing on the shin onto the side. Would that be called mayar echav? Would that be called one? So the kiyega answered that this shaylof is Ramah and Hilchas Gittin. The son that the exact shaylof in the beginning of Erechaim Hilchas Tefillin. The kiyega answered with Ramah at the end of Ebenezer and Hilchas Gittin. The Ramah says over there in Ebenezer some kuflamis of Zion. The kiyega writing a get. The din is a get has to be written on one piece of cloth, not on two. Then we dash in it, the Torah says, because of the Sefer Krisis, we have a lot of drushes on this pasuk. One of the drushes is, because of the Sefer Krisis, you write to the lady, to the wife, a Sefer Krisis, Sefer, we dash in Sefer Echad, v'loi bezu gimel klafim. The get has to be all on one cloth. You can't have the glad written and continued on page two and continued on page three. It has to be all on one cloth. So the Ramah says over there, dovak shtei iris, if you have two klafim, and you attach them biyachadai de debek. You attach them with glue. The kusvul name get. And then you write the get on it. So maybe is that called one klaf? Because it was attached with glue. Zokta Ramah, posul misafik. It's posul misafik. Zokta Kivega, you have a Ramah that clears your shayla. If debek is kachiva, benege a get. And Ramah says, it's posul misafik. Ramah was misupik. Ramah had a suffik. Is that called one? So the same Ramah that says by getting it's a suffik if glue makes it into consider one get, one save a get, the same thing, benege a tefillin. Be the same suffix. But then the Kivyega brings that, and then anything else that the rice has to be one thing, we'll see right there, maybe some other halachas, anything has to be one thing, it'll be all totally in the shayla of dibuk. What about if you glue it? Is that called one? It'll be totally in the shema. But then the Kivyega brings down the Beis Shmuel on the side, Nebenezer, you have on the side the Chalkos Mog and the Beis Shmuel, the way in Arachayim, you have on the side of Shechanach Mog and Ram and the Taz, and your day you have the Shach and the Taz, and Nebenezer, you have the Chalkos Mog and Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel on the side of Ebenezer, he's chug in the Samoa. The Ramah says that it's a suffix of his kasha, he says it's vade kasha. The Beis Shmuel says that if you glued it together, then you wrote together in it, it's called Sefer Echad, it's called one. And he brings Uriah. He says, it's another Gemara, Menachas Tafam Adam Abeis. The Gemara says that the Tefillah Shayad, and Tefillah Shayad, that goes on the hand, there's four Pashis. And the Gemara says it should be written on one piece of cloth. Halacha, and we learned it out from Pasuk. Pasuk says, L'chala ois ha-yodcha. It says ois. Ois is Lashon Yochid. The Tefillin, L'chala ois, it should be one ois ha-yodcha. The Gemara dashes from there, it should be one cloth. If you write the four Pashis on four different clothim, it'll be four oises. So from that Pasuk, we learned it should be written on one cloth. But then the Braisa says, Kaisva, if you wrote it, Im Kosub Abba Eris, if you wrote it on four clothim, but you put it in one bias, yotza, but tzorach l'dabik, but you have to attach them, you have to glue them. Shnema v'choyu l'chol oisa yotcha, k'shem sh'ois achas v'chu, it's kach ois achas v'bifnim. Just like it's one ois on the outside, so it has to be one ois on the inside. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, when you take, even if you take four klafim and you put it together in one bias, that's the chayr making one ois for people on the outside. Anyone that looks at this fillin sees one fillin. He doesn't see what's inside. But the person who's wearing it, he'll be magish. As he wears it, they're shaking around. He'll be able to tell that there's four separate things inside moving around. And therefore, the Gemara says, so the Braisa says, so chadabi, you have to glue them together. If you glue them together, that array is considered one. So Beis Shmuel says, you see from here, Vesha Gemara, that there's a loch, you have to have all the pashis filling on one cloth. And the Gemara says, it's enough if it's four cloth, as long as you medabik, if you glue it together, same thing by a get. It should be enough to glue it together. And the chayyav, the same thing for the shin, it should be enough to glue it onto the tzum. So the Kvega answers like this. He says, there's a chalak. He says, buy anything that is a halach, it has to be one zach. We have no raya that dibuk makes it into one thing. But by tefillin, it doesn't say you have to have one cloth. It says it has to be one ois. Time of the chung between an ois and everything else. Ois means a sign. Ois means it should show like it's one. It should look like it's one. Something to be an ois al yadcha, that should be a sign, one ois, that's enough dibuk. Maybe dibuk is enough to make it look like it's one, that feels like it's one. But something that has mamash halacha, that bechefza has to be one, has to be sefer echad by gittin, or has to be or echad for the bias of the tefillin, mecha teisa dibuk is kechiva. That's what the Kivyega wants to see in Zechanda and Israel. Then he has a kasha actually on the Beis Shmuel Minei Obey. The Beis Shmuel himself is only machshir by the get. I should say this first. Beis Shmuel is only machshir by the get where he glued it together, the two klafim to write the get, and then he wrote the get. But even the Beis Shmuel is moider that if you wrote the get on two separate klafim and then you glued it together, it's too late. You can't be machshir now. So effectively, why not? If you're being erayed from tefillin, from the klaf, the other Gemara says clearly you wrote it on four iris and you tzarech adabek and you glue it together, it's enough. So why does it help I get also afterwards? So that. What's the chal?
Just like you came out of mechuba. You came out of mechuba and cut it off.
I mean, it'd be mechus achiba. Maybe this sounds. Okay, going to say that. Okay, going to say different. Like wants to say maybe he means this. Kivik wants to say, but no, I don't think so. Kivik wants to say that Beis Shmuel Mestam holds that the din of Sefer Echad by Get is a din in the Ksiva. Because the Torah says, because of law, Sefer Krisis. The Torah says, you should write on one Sefer. So it's din in the Ksiva. By Tefillin, it doesn't say din in the Ksiva. It just says, when you put it on, it's din the Hanachas Tefillin. Before you put on the Tefillin, make sure it's Dovak. The writing could be on separate Klofim. As long as you connect it afterwards, that's why it's enough. That's what Beis Shmuel will hold. But if you by getting is in the ksiva, that's it. But the kriyak must be chalak even on if you would medabik it beforehand, which is bishmol discussion. It's also no raya because we only have a raya that for ois echa that's where dibik is kachiva. For din of an ois, because ois just means it should look like it, it should feel like it. But that's enough dibik kachiva. But something that mamash bechefzes b'sefer echad or echad, you have no raya dibik is kachiva. But then the Kivege brings down, the Beis Shmuel brings a different raya, that Dibis Kachiba. It's from a different sugi, Menachas Dachlam Abezim al Alaf, and from a Tosis over there, the Maschil Dilma, in the first Teretz. It's a very nice sugi, and I got to have it all written down, but it's a little complicated. But what comes out, we'll just say what comes out from that Tosis. Comes out from the Tosis brings down, Nechus Mezuzah, there's a Yishami that says, Mezuzah has to be written on one cloth. So that mokar is a Yishami. Mezuzah is two pashias. The first pasha is Shema Yisrael and the Haftes Hashem, Lekecha, and the second pasha is Vahim Shema Yitishmu. And these two pashias, Yishami says, has to be written in one cloth. So Taisa says over there, and this way he learns the Gemara. He comes out from the whole Gemara over there that, because it talks about, this, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but it talks about taking a mezuzah from a Sefer Torah. In fact, Taisa Kasha, there's a lot of psukim in between. How can you take it from a Sefer Torah? But my statistics wants to say that you can, and if you're going to say you just cut this piece and that piece, basically Tosis Sakasha, it's not one cloth. Yishami says it has to be one cloth. So Tosis says, the Gemara is talking about, you take it from a Sefer Torah, the first Pasha and the second Pasha, they were cut on two clothing, and then you would tie for them, you sew them together. And Tosis says, when you sew it together, that's called one cloth. So Beis Shmuel, once being married from there, if by mezuzah, which the two pashas has to be written on one cloth, tesis comes out, it's enough if it's written on two cloths, as long as you sew them together. You see from there that tzvira is kechiva. Sewing is a chiva. So mainly the chayr should be the same thing by dibuk. Gluing also should be a chiva. Gluing should be just as good. That's the kivega. But the kivega wants the things of chanisraya also. He wants to say it's not a raya. He says maybe tzvira by cloth, sewing by cloth, is stronger, is more of a chiva than glue by ar. Then gluing by God. And he doesn't just say it to argue on the Beis Shmuel, it brings a beautiful raya, with half of the raya. It brings a raya from Mishnah Melch and Hilchus Tumas Saras. In Perek Yibes, Hilchus Tumas Saras, Loch Avov, there's a beautiful Mishnah Melch. Mishnah Melch brings down, there's a Mishnah in the Goyim, Perek Yidav Mishnah Avov, that says that a beggar hamuska, then is by Nigi Begodim. If a person has a nega on a beged, he brings it to the Kohen, the Kohen looks at it, if it looks like a nega, he tells him we have to lock it up for a week, and at the end of the week, we'll see if it's spread. It's time maybe you have to burn the whole beged. And the Mishnah is more pratidinim, you call it negoyim, the Mishnah is negoyim. But that's the basic halacha. Now they lock it up for a week, and if the neged spread, then the whole beged has to be burned. So Mishnah talks about, what about they brought to the Kohen, he told him, okay, lock it up for a week. And before he locked it up, he cut off a piece of the beged. He took that piece, and he sewed it onto a different beged. Then later, the end of the week comes, and the neged spread. So that first beged was tummy and has to be burnt. What about this piece that was sewed on another beged? The Gemara said, the Mishnah says that the fact that it was sewed onto another beged toh is matzel, that saves it. It's already connected to the new beged, it became part of the new beged, and that piece you don't have to burn. That's the Mishnah in the Goyim. So fact that Tesiyam Tevikasha, there's another Mishnah in the Goyim, Benegid Nigi Batim, and Pekigim Mishnah Hei. The Mishnah says this is very similar halacha. Some of them, a few pratim are different, but basically a bias, a house that has a net on the wall, also you bring a kohen to look at it. The kohen looks at it, and he locks up the house for a week, and he comes at the end of the week. If the net gets spread, you have to take the stones in the house and chaygus the kaitish. You have to crush them and take it outside to makam tami. Makam tami. So the Mishnah talks about the also. What about if somebody showed a nega to a kohen? The kohen said we have to lock up the house. So before he locked it up, he cut one rock out of the house and he went and he cemented it betit bedevek. He glued it onto another house. Then the week comes and the house the nega spread. The whole house is tummy. So the Mishnah, not only is this house tummy, but that stone that he moved to another house is also tummy. You have to break it off and bring it and crush it and take the makam tami. It's also tummy. In fact, what's the difference between the house and the Gibbe Gadim? But the Gibbe Gadim, we said, if you cut it off and you tie it to another baguette, that's matzah saves it. Over here, if you cut off the stone and you put it on another house, why doesn't the new house save it? So the Mishnah wants to say there's a chilk between tfir by begadim and tit by avonim. Was to say that tfir by begadim, when you sew something, that's a mamash achiba. That makes it part of the new beged, and the new beged saves it. Same with the new beged star, the remain star. But dibuk by stones is not as strong. It doesn't save it. So if Craig wants to say the same thing, it could be mechankovi also. What the Beis Shmuel wants to be raya from tfir by mezuzas, maybe only tfir by mezuzas is considered achiba. But dibuk by or would not be achiba. It's more than half the gagayin. It's being raya from the gagayin. Maybe the Tesiyam that the Kasha did not hold of this chilek, did not see a chilek, you know, maybe that's why Bishmul did not see a chilek. But according to this Mishnah, that will come. Kveg is comparing tfira by klaf to the Indian of tfira by begadim, sewing by klaf to sewing by clothing material, and he's comparing dibik by yar to dibik by avanim. At least maybe, so it's not a raya. So this is what comes out, that even the Beis Shmuel holds that dibuk is vadik achiba, b'negeya get, and you can maybe take from there that glue is achiba, b'negeya the aura of tefillin. And Kivyeg wants to say, you should not be semach in this Beis Shmuel halacha, and you have to be choshes for the Ramah. The Ramah does hold this suffix. Maybe this is the reason why the Ramah did not hold these rayas. And at least in Yom Deraisa, we should not be makel like the Beis Shmuel, b'negeya anything to use dibuk achiba. The Kirgo also is very much in the tshuva in the Tosis Rosh Hashanah of Zayin, which in my opinion that's the main part of the tshuva. It's like more about Shefa Galdi Galdi he brings down the Chazayin, a Shefa that was made from pieces that were glued together. Also in the Dibuk. And the Gemara's address is a Shefa Echad, but like Shtayim, the Shalom Shefa. So Shefa is one Shefa. What about it's glued together? And the whole Tosis over there. And the Kirgo has a whole shot in the Tosis. It's a little complicated, so I'm not going to go into it, but that's a big side of the tshuva also, but I get this in you. The Tzemach David, Sefer Tzemach David from the Dov Rappaport, the Gaon of the Rappaport on Chus Kivege, he is a kasha on the Ramah and the Kivege who passes like the Ramah that says that by a get it has to be Sefer Echad and you cannot glue two cloths together. Gluing does not help. It's still, you have to have Sefer Echad. He is a kasha that we know a get doesn't have to be on cloth, a get could be on paper. There's Gemara song over Kosval Nia. Moshe Gemara says, "Ginda Chafam Beis." Have famous Gemara, "Hezegi Techa Vaneya Shali." A husband gives a get to a woman, but he says, "But the paper belongs to me." He's even the Isis. The Gemara talks about it. Is that good enough? What?
Tash Shozov.
Right, there's many cases, right? But basically, yeah, you know, maybe the Gemara talks about Ken Karen of Behema, you know, not Mechuba. But basically, one of the cases we find many times in the Gemara is that get were written on Yah on paper. So, in fact, the Tzemach David, there's a Rashi in Saita that tells us that's how we know people knew that. You know, everything you know is from the Torah. There's a Rashi in Saita Chizayin that says, as Lashon is, Niyah is from Asavim, was made from grass, Shekoitchen Aysan, that they crush it and Medapkin Bedebek, and they use glue to make paper. Now, today, Meduch Sif, they make paper out of wood, out of trees, the whole process. But it seems, at least going back, in times of Rashi, paper was made out of grass that was with Debek, with some sort of a glue. That was their Niyah. And Mestam, that was the Niyah that I was talking about. So, in fact, the Tzemach David, every Niyah is made from pieces that are glued together. According to Bikivega and the Ramah, gluing together pieces is a suffix of a kosher for get. The get has to be written on one piece. How could we have, so, hey, it says, Lashon, Hechim Matsinu Deinu Vergleinu, how do we ever have a get that's written on paper? Every paper is made from pieces. I think he blames by Akasha. So, I was thinking, maybe the Teretz is, Niyah, paper, once you glue it together, you make the paper, it becomes like a Naya Chavtza, it's a new Shem, it has a Shem Niyah. Sometimes it's a new Shem, and it's a Naya Chavtza, that already is a Chavtza for itself, and that's one, that's Tov Echad. Cloth, when you take two pieces of cloth and you glue it together, that it doesn't have a new Shem, it's still called cloth, it's called glued together, two pieces of cloth glued together. It's meaningless, not a new Chavtza, that's considered a suffix. If the Devik doesn't make a Chibah, then it still remains too Svarim. But Niyah, Taka was made from multiple pieces, but once it becomes Niyah, it already has a new Shem, and it's not called Asavim anymore, it's not called Grias, and it's called, it has a whole brand new name, Niyah, and this new Shem is a new Chefza, and this Chefza could be Echad. And we're going to another Shtuka right to it from Shtuka Shulchan Acharav, and Erechaim Simin Shin Mem, Sifid Zayin, there's a Merdek Achid, Shulchan Acharav, in Benigeh, the Moloch of Kereya, one of the Lamb Tes Molochos, and Shabbos Kereya. And the Moloch of Kereya, the Shulchan Acharav of Mechadish, only applies, Kishakereya Umafid Gufim Rabim Shnitzchabu. Only if you rip something that was made from Gufim from many pieces that were put together. Kagoyim Beged Ha'or Mechutim Rabim. For example, a Beged, which is made from many strings, which are woven together, that's past the Moloch of Kereya. Avaloi Mechereya Gufecha, but there's no Moloch of Kereya on one Guf, Kagoyim Niyah Ha'or. Like paper or leather, which is one goof, there's no melacha kereya. You have to see his reason, and I'd rather want to learn that one time in all the sheets on melachas kereya. It's also Merdek Inyan, maybe next week.
So if you
write that would be a suffix, you're right. That should be a suffix according to the Ramah. Maybe the beggar's new Shem. If you're going my terrace, you're going my terrace. Right. I just want to say the Shulchan Acharav who held that Kriya is only something which is Guf Echa, and he gives an example, Niyah. Why is Niyah Guf Echa? It's also made for many things. Why is it different than a beggar? It's made for many strings. The terrace is. You're saying a beggar also has a new Shem. Okay, but maybe, but it remains, you look at it, it's a beggar made out of thread. It's a beggar made out of wool, made out of linen, made out of whatever, the threads of cotton. You still know what it's made. That Shem is not lost. It means a wool beggar, maybe Shem Levi. But paper, no one looks at paper, even I don't think in the old days when it was made of a sovereign, that it's grass paper or. They lost that Shem entirely. So maybe that's the terrace. Okay, you have a few minutes. I'm going to go back to Pashas Lech Lecha we learned yesterday. The tinker of Shol Simcha Friedman over here in the Shchuna, he showed me a Merdek Chassam Seifer. It's in the Chassam Seifer Atayr, it's also in Teres Moshe Atayr from the Chassam Seifer, the fourth shtickle. He shtells on the Merdek Shtel. He says, why is it that we see that Avraham Avinu, when he was in Ur Kasdim, he broke the Getshkes, he destroyed the Avodah Zarah, his Moshe Nefesh, a nest that saved him. But later on in life, we don't find they continued this practice of breaking Getshkes. He went there as Canaan, which was Achman's son, Moli Avodah Zarah. So we don't find that he went around breaking Getshkes. Azay Chassam Seifer, what changed? What changes his Mahalach? So Chassam Seifer says in half of the Gitaris, he wants to say that when Avraham Avinu was in Ur Kasdim, he didn't have Talmidim. He was a private person, he had no Talmidim, and he felt, he knew he was putting his life in danger, and he said, okay, I'm going to do the right thing, I'm going to break the Getshkes, and if they kill me, the Chassam Seifer is Lashon, as he said, Yaakov Avinu said, Ma Bekach, so what? He didn't care, so what? A little bit you have to understand, the Gemara says in Yom Adach Ches, that Avraham Avinu kim kotei kungli, he was mekayem v'shmat v'moed es nasa sheichem, you can't put your life in danger. But maybe, I'm not sure what the Teretz is, maybe, Chayitis is not begedah v'dezor, to be yag v'yava, but maybe, I'd say Avraham Avinu felt, I'll do the right thing, and what the Goyim do to me is not my business, and he didn't kia, and the Chassam Seifer again, his Lashon is, if they kill me, ma bekach, who cares? But later on in life, Avraham Avinu was a melamed, he had talmidim. As the pasuk says, a nefesh also b'charon, he had to meet him. And there's another pasuk that says, "Yilidei beisai, or shmoyna also v'shalom shmeis yilidei beisai." He had 318 talmidim, and he's been makar of people al malkam today b'shta. So now already, I've even had to make a cheshbon that you know, if I get killed, who's going to teach them to be avodas Hashem? And zotach some say v'loshin, v'zeh klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. He ends up with those words. There's a klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. There's a klal gadol b'avodas Hashem. And I think Pshat is, he's referring to the whole Indian is the Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Beis Mishnah Al. It says, Machashev hefsa mitzvah k'neged schar. Person always has to, before you do a mitzvah, if the person's going to lose out from it something, you have to make that cheshbon. You don't always do it. So Avraham Avinu made the cheshbon when he was young, and he was in Ur Kasdim, and he was a private person, and he said, okay, I'll do the mitzvah. I got killed, so what? Ma bekach, so what? Nothing wrong. I'll die, okay, this Hashem. Fine, happy to do it. But later on in life, he had to make the cheshbon, what's going to be with the Talmidim? And now already, so a malamid or a magid shia, or someone has tamidim, could say for himself, I make a cheshbon, I should do this mitzvah even though this is going to happen. I can make a cheshbon. But you also have to make a cheshbon with tamidim. If it's going to stay at tamidim already, then maybe I shouldn't do it. Zek chagol o'ez Hashem, where the chasim say it. Bayit in Pashat Lech Lecha, the famous pasuk says, when Avram Avinu went with Sarai to Mitzrayim because of the Rohab, it says, V'yuroi sa Sarai Parai, the Sarai Parai saw, V'yahaloi sa Parai. And they praised to Parai. So Rashi teaches, B'shem the Medrash, a famous Rashi, V'yahaloi sa Parai, halu b'neim, they didn't praise it to Parai, they didn't go to Parai and say, we found someone for you. They praised among themselves. Loima zuhagunu melech. They say she's roi for the melech. She's roi melech. That's it. So my question was, why did Tanchuma learn this way? Why did Rashi learn this way? Why didn't
it? Why? Particular issue. She was taken. Otherwise, part of would have asked for it.
Because they told.
Would have said.
Maybe it's all party. Had no party, and then they brought it to her. Yeah, I looked in Mepharshim and Sischam. The only one talks about Sischam, and I looked in Shayani, for example, from a different Mepharshim, says the same thing. It says Rashi in the Tachum Mizraya was because it said Behalu El Pari. It should have said Behalu Fnei Pari, which said Behalu Lip Pari. So maybe you have to ask about Dick. Like, then I don't really see the big difference between Lip Pari and El Pari. If we say Behalu is Lip Pari, that would mean they told the Pari. Behalu El Pari, you don't see that. But I wanted to say, I think the Teretz is that Chuma and Rashi are from the Trop, from the Taimim. Because V'yahunu Isor is written with a Mecha Tifcha, which is a stop, which is a little bit schwer, the whole Trop. It should continue, it should not be a stop, it should be the other way, continue. V'yahunu El Pari. She praised the Pari, what's the stop? But if it's V'yahunu Isor, they praised her, they spoke about her. Then to stop. And what did they say about her? El Parai. She's right for Parai. Maybe the Tachum is Haraya was from the Shtukot Shab. It was from the Shtukot Shab this week. Getting to Pashas V'yeira, there's a Gemara, this week's Sedra. There's a Gemara in Brochus, Tavavim and Beis. The Gemara says, Zom Rebchel B'yom of Huna. Kol Kavi Amokam Tfilosi, whoever has a Mokam Kfu, where he davens, Elokei Avim Be'ezrei. Because Shemes Aimulai Eon of Echosa. They can say in him, what on of what a chosim, and to meet the Shavim Vinu, the Chsiv. It's going to that from this week's Sedra. It says, V'yashrim Avim Be'beika, Amokam Sh'omad Shom, Espnei Hashem. Yavin Vinu went to the same place that he was standing. In other words, Yaakov Vinu went to daven in the same place he daven before. You see, from here, you should always go back and daven in the same Makom Kavua, as long as you're in the area. When Yavin Vinu traveled, obviously you couldn't, but you see from here, you're living in the same neighborhood your whole life, you always be Kavei Makom, daven in one place. The Hatzvi, our Torah, Pashviri, he tells on this Gemara, says, what's the kesh of this Gemara between Kaveya Makan Tivlasai, having one Makan Kfu to Davin, to Anivis? First, the Davin's one place, you say, Hey Onav, Hey Chassid. What's up with some of the Anivis? Where's the Anivis coming to here? Maybe it's a different Mayanus, where's the Anivis coming to here? So he says, the Hatzvi wants to say, there's many people that they're davening in a shul for many years, and they leave the shul because they feel nifka. They get insulted by other people, they get insulted by the gabbai, and they just leave. A person that his whole life, he dies in one shul, he doesn't leave, it's a raya, muzai negoisa onof, and muzai mava midoisov. And that's the Pshat Gemara. Kaveh mokal tivosoi, his whole life, kishemes, till the end of his life, emulei, ey onof, aza onof. He was able to stay in one shul his whole life. No politics. One final shagavat on the Akeda. The Avinu tied up Yitzchak and he put him on top of the Mizbeach on top of the Eitzim. The Sfasemesh tells us on this that it's mashma that the Shechita was done on top, even though Al sometimes means Al Basamach, Al means next to, but here's the fish, Al Mizbeach Meal Eitzim, on top of the Eitzim. But he says the Shechita was on top of the Mizbeach. Correct the Sfasemesh Akasha. We don't find by any other Kabbalahs, including Kabban Oyla, which Yitzchak was, that the Shechita was done on the Mizbeach. Shechita was always done on the side of the Mizbeach. The Kabbalah in Oyla said, it didn't suffer in the Mizbeach. So many Kabbalahs, we say in Pegez and Mokaimon and Davening and Kabbalahs, so were on suffering in the Mizbeach, and some were B'chol Mokim Bazar, but nothing was Shechta on top of the Mizbeach. Zrika was done on the Mizbeach, Hekta, Chalm, Murim, and the Oyla was hooked on the Mizbeach. But the Shechita was never done as well.
What?
The Mishnah said that the Mizbeach on top of the Mizbeach
has a
Tzofen,
just like even if it's not
a Tzofen. Okay. But on Ma'aseh, we don't find the Shechita was ever done on top of the Mizbeach, it was on the side. The Hatzvi brings down this kasha on the Merel Diskin, also Shtelzin, they all talk about it. It's a big kasha. The Netziv and Hamakdava wants to say a teretz that the reason why Shechita is not done on top of the Mizbeach is because every behemoth, even Oila, needs hefshet benituach, has to be skinned, taken off the skin. Because even a Kavan Oila, which is Kulay Kolon, which is burned completely, but not the skin, that's Pasuk in Pasha Tzav, the Pasuk says that the Or goes to a Kayan. That you take off the skin. As a Mela, maybe it wasn't right to go Shech and Tachim Mizbech and Tachim Mizbech to do the whole Hefshit, take off the skin, then bring the skin down. The skin was already on top, bring it down. That you're not going to do. But Yitzchak, a carbon which was a carbon from Adam, if he the first Sivui, was Zakhtan Tziv, the Or of Adam is Kabasa. Or of Adam is Kabasa. So Mestam, the Or was supposed to be hooked up also, according to the first Sivui. And he doesn't mention it, but just to give a shukamak maramokam, there's a toisa nidah from here in Aleph that Master Shema talks about if all Adam is kabosana, and stannis with the Nitziv men. There's a minna, that's in Siv Steris, that's why Shechit was done on top, because there was no hefshev in Nituach needed. I had my kasha, and the Nitziv is from Rashi Vaita. Rashi Vaita, at the end of the Pasha of the Kate, that says when the Yisav and Mesenev, and he saw the ayah, the Yigach is ayah, the Yangleu tachas benoi. He saw the ayah, and he brought the ayah, he was marked the ayah, tachas benoi. In fact, Rashi Akasha, ma'ach, shakos v'yaleu, lo'ayla, lo'ichas amikra, just say he was marked of it. Umar tachas benoi, we see from the Pesukim, he was marked the ayah in place of his son. Why does the Torah say tachas benoi? What's that to say that he was marked the ayah, tachas benoi? We know it was tachas benoi. What do you have to tell us that for? So the Rashi brings down, it's also from the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah and Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi brings down, it's coming to tell you that I'll call Avodah Sha'asui Menu, every Avodah Avim Avinu did on the Ayah, he mispalna bo'ima, he davened and he said, Yehi Ratzon Shetezu Kingu, he asui b'bni, the Shehi Ratzon, this should be as if I did it on my son, Kingu b'ni Shachat, he said, as if Yitzchak Avinu was Shachat, Kingu domi Nizok, as if Yitzchak Stam is Nizok, Kingu b'ni Mufshat, as if b'ni was Mufshat, as if Yitzchak was, had Hefshit on his Or, Kingu hu Nikta. As if he was Nikta, the Nasadeshin. So to me, it's Masha, if his thing was that the Hefshit of the Ayah was Kingu B'ni Musha, it's Masha from there, they just also would have had Hefshit, not like the Nitziv. And if you think about it, I think we see from here even more what Akedah Yitzchak was. The Akedah Yitzchak, it's enough, but we always knew it. It's even more that Akedah Yitzchak is the schus that Gans Klai Yisrael stands until today. But part of the schus was not only Yaakov Bina was going to shech the son, not only he was going to be mocked to him, he was going to do hefshit. Can you imagine? He was very steward. It's fan as a tziva, he was very pierced in the soil. He was going to do hefshit. Can you? It's hard to be. He mastered such a thing, but for mitzvah Hashem, that's what Akedah Yitzchak was. What Avraham Avinu was ready to do. A few of those. This is also Spanish in Alma. Yeah.